It's Wicked Bitchin' Fuckin' Podcast. Hello, boys and girls, ladies, gentlemen of the night, woman of the night. Alrighty, so starting up here, just want to welcome you guys out to the, this is one of my first recorded podcasts. I'm still using a headphone microphone, so I'm hoping to be able to get a microphone soon. Hopefully you guys can understand me and hear me clear, and if I'm doing something wrong, let me know with my voice or whatever. But so to start out this week, my music weeks start on at midnight Eastern on Thursday nights. So, but it was crazy because just right before all of the new albums started to come out and all the new songs, the day before that, we found out that Aretha Franklin passed away. So that kind of threw me into a loop, you know, to begin with. Listened to her quite a bit. My favorite song of hers is you better think. I think about what you're trying to do to me. I used to love the Blues Brothers. I still love the Blues Brothers. So that was my first impression of this week's songs. The next impression that I got was of a band called Smoking Popes. And I'm not sure if any of you guys have ever heard of Smoking Popes, but I discovered them probably about 6 to 8 years ago. And I started listening to them, and Born to Quit was their first album. And it just went fucking crazy in my head. I listened to it so many times. So then I was looking at the new songs being released this last week, and I saw that Smoking Popes had a new song out. So I ended up getting stuck on that for like 2 fucking days. So anyway, it's very rare that I get as just like punched in the face, stupefied, just like almost obsessed with these guys, Smoking Popes. So anyway, next thing I wanted to talk about is what we have coming up. There's a band, if you haven't heard of them, Bet on Red. They're a really fucking cool band. And a kid that I grew up with in the same neighborhood, he's the lead man. He's a singer and, you know, songwriter, plays the lead guitar. Really cool guy. You know, he's got his band Bet on Red has released their self-titled album. They've got a new album that they're working on in the fall, and they've added horns to their selection. So it's a really good a good band out of Idaho. Idaho. Anyway, it's probably a really super, super old joke. But so the first song on this fucking playlist here would be Smoking Popes. What was the name of the song? Oh, shit. Alrighty. So what we'll hear first is Smoking Popes' Little Lump of Coal. Do 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 do. It's some good shit right there. Even jazz likes it. All right, so the next song on my Wicked Bitchin' 5 playlist this week is a band called LSD. It's Sia, Diplo, and Labyrinth, and they combine and they're a super band. And they've got a new song out called Thunderclouds. It's really good. Fucking love me some fucking LSD. Some good shit right there. I was driving with my niece yesterday, and she heard this song, and she like immediately put it on her favorites list on Spotify. So it's a really, really good song. It's not a bad song at all. I really enjoy it. So I have to apologize. I opened the window and I turned the air conditioner back on. I've got the snorting pug down below at my feet. But I apologize. So anyway, this is a little bit of a preview to a new series that I have coming out called the Missionary Memoirs, as read by me. Anyway, so I've got some notes on this here of things. Okay, let me see if I can find it. Alrighty. Missionary moments. Cue the music, boys.
I hope they call me on a mission. When it has grown an inch or two, I hope by then I will be ready to shit and scratch and sniff as missionaries do.
You know what I'm thinking right now? I'm thinking now would be about a good time to, run, a fucking commercial, to try to keep my fucking doors open and shit. So my first commercial of the evening is going to be from the microphone company that gets me the best deal on a microphone. So if anybody knows anybody that wants to give me a good deal on a microphone, let me know, and I will give them a shout out on my podcast. Anyway, fuck. We listened to a lot of crazy ass music. I think I may have read something that I wrote. Holy shit. Well, hopefully it's good. Nothing's getting cut out. So, want to talk about really quick. I had a guest on tonight, and he had to cancel. So we're gonna be rescheduling that within the next few weeks. Just want to let you guys know I'm really stoked for this fucking guest. This is gonna be huge fucking interview for me. I'm just so stoked. So I'll let you guys know more details in a little bit. But yeah, so there's that. And then let me look at my notes, because I have notes from last week. Okay. So Bed on Red is a really good band from Idaho. They're from Boise, Idaho. And I've been talking to Sean from Bed on Red. And these guys are really fucking good. They released a self-titled album. And I was really impressed. And then I'm fucking reconnected with Sean because we grew up together. And I'm like, Sean, dude, what's going on? And I love your new album. And he's like, oh yeah, dude, we just added horns. And I'm like, dude, I fucking love horns. And he's like, yeah, me too. And so we fucking reconnected. Anyway, they're really fucking badass. Just really fucking cool. Love them. Menzinger's Midwestern States is one that I would recommend listening to. Simple Creation, they have a new album out called Traffic. It's really good. My top five, I'll do this pretty quickly here. Top five. Okay, so Tropodelic. I'm going to go from five down to number one. Okay, so at number five is Neil Diamond. So fucking Neil Diamond has this new goddamn album out, and it's really fucking good. So it's Live at the Greek. It's called Hot August Nights 3 or something like that. Anyway, this album, there's been a couple songs released from this album, and it's just been incredible. So I just love this album to death, and I recommend listening to it a couple times. That's what I've been doing this week, pretty much, listening to Neil Diamond and just coming up with stupid stuff to talk about. All right, so that would be number five. Number four is, again, Smoking Pope's Valentine. You want to listen to Smoking Pope's Valentine, it's really fucking good. And then three, two, and one is my Good Vibrations tour. The Holy Trinity, Tropodelic, Bumpin' Uglies, and Ballyhoo. Anyway, any songs from those three are good. But the ones that I recommend is at three, number three, Maryland Summer by Ballyhoo, Addicted Personality by Bumpin' Uglies, and Hey Now by Tropodelic. Listen to those three and then tell me you don't fucking love these fucking guys to death. So anyway, so yeah, that's what's going on with that here. Again, one more time, I'm going to ask for help with my podcast. I'm going to need people to share my podcast. I'm going to need people to like my podcast, listen to my podcasts. Just help me get my numbers up and help me get everything going. If you want to just write a check, give me a small donation, I'll get you a fucking signed copy of the Cyber Strain Volume or Edition 1. So just fucking let me know, jeffrobox@gmail.com, and we'll go from there. You can always get me on Twitter @jeffrobox or @jeffrobox.com. That's my website that I'm trying to keep up and running right now. So yeah, so other than that, I think everything's good. You can go to anchor.fm/jeffrobox. You can actually donate to the cause if you want. I mean, it's not a it's not like a registered charity cause, but it's just, if you want to help out with the program, you know, support the program, then, you know, chip in a little bit, and I can maybe I don't know, I can get like a fucking microphone or something. I don't know. So anyway, that's another story. All right. So, let you guys get you guys off with another fucking song that you should probably, a couple songs that you should listen to from my Wicked Bitchin' 5 podcast here. WB5 on Spotify. Jeffrobox on Spotify. Let's do Atmosphere. Make It All Better Again. This is a good fucking new song. It's a summer song. So enjoy some Atmosphere, and I'll be back in a little bit. So you know what I don't get? There's a couple things I don't get about concerts. Like, you know, I love to go to concerts. I love to get crazy in concerts. I love to go fucking all out warrior mode in concerts. But, you know, there's a few things that kind of bother me about concerts these days, I guess I'd say. Number one is all the videoing and stuff. Like, I totally understand, like, photo art and video art, and I understand how awesome music is, you know, and all that. I would just say that if you're going to be doing that, be persistent. Be consistent. Try not to get in anybody's way. Just make sure that you're making sure that you're finishing the end of the song too, because if music is fucking beautiful, like I went to that Good Vibrations tour and the music there was so fucking, it was beautiful, it was gorgeous. So anyway, that's what's going on here. I'm just kind of trying to interview myself, because you know, now would be the time that I'd be interviewing like somebody really fucking cool, you know, or something. I'm sure there's plenty of fucking cool people out there. Maybe that can be my my cause. So my cause for the day is I want people to help me find cool people to talk to. Because that's what I need, is I need cool people to talk to. And, you know, I could just sit down and shoot the shit with people and talk about music all fucking day. So that's kind of what I'm trying to do here. My podcast is kind of taking off a little bit. I'm pretty excited about it. I'm pretty stroked. I'm stoked. I'm stroking. Stroking. I stroke it to the north. I stroke it to the south. I can't remember. I can't remember, you know, what that is, my stroking song. But anyway, it's pretty good. Boom, 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 boom. That was L. King Shame. So fucking good stuff. I just love her voice. And it's funny that she's Rob Schneider's daughter, I think. That's what I heard. Anyway, the next song on my playlist is someone called Meg Myers. Meg Myers' Funeral. Some good fucking shit right here. Loving it. Loving it, loving it. That was Meg Myers with Funeral, which is really fucking good. Trevor Hall It's the East Forest remix to the song A Reminder. Also, Trevor Hall has a new album out that I haven't had the pleasure to listen to yet, but it's called The Fruitful Darkness. So you'll definitely want to check that out as well. But in the meantime, check out Trevor Hall, A Reminder from East Forest remix, A Reminder. And push play, and I hope you guys enjoy. It's good shit. Good fucking shit. Ah, God, I love fucking Slightly Stupid so much. Like, so much. I love that. That was a good song to fucking get us up and running and everything. So thank you. Thank you, Slightly Stupid. And Trevor Hall, because you're awesome too. Everybody on this list is awesome. They're on it for a reason, goddammit. All right, so the next song. Okay, everybody, make sure you listen to this fucking song. This is the next song you're listening to. Okay, so Neil Diamond, yes, it's Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond has been kind of going in and out with his new stuff. He's been releasing some of his new stuff from Hot August Night 3, recorded live at the Greek. My neighbors are enjoying my podcast, it sounds like. So anyway, Red Red Wine, Live of the Greek by Neil Diamond. I think you guys are gonna enjoy this quite a bit. But anyway, Red Red Wine, Live of the Greek. Enjoy the fucking horns. That's all I gotta say about
that.
Thank
you so much.
Fucking Neil Diamond, Red Red Wine, Live of the Greek. It's fucking wow. Anyway, I would have liked to be an audience member that one. So recently I've been talking about Ballyhoo and their single Maryland Summer, which is just fucking awesome, amazing fucking song, punk rock. It's like makes me want to throw on my leather jacket and my fucking Doc Martens and go into warrior mode at a punk concert. But then, you know, and I've loved Ballyhoo for a long time, but, the song Mixtape came into my playlist by Ballyhoo. And I just, this song is like completely me. Like, Ballyhoo has me figured out in this song. Like, you know, and I heard a shout out on Twitter, I think it was, they were saying that they, you know, they sing songs for the Hopeless Romantics, you know, and I kind of consider myself a Hopeless Romantic in a little bit of a way. So anyway, Mixtape by Ballyhoo, definitely gotta listen to it. Listen. It feels good. Losing my mind. Feels good. Holy shit. So I gotta see those guys. Back in I think it was June. It was when Dirty Heads came. Dirty Heads, Wileys, what's up? The other concert I went to this year was the Tropodelic Good Vibrations Tour. Tropodelic, Bumpin' Uglies, Ballyhoo. It was a thing. A lot of people missed it because it was on a Wednesday night, but if you were in attendance, you knew that fucking show was fire, red hot fire. Tropodelic, Bumpin' Uglies, Ballyhoo, shout out to them, shout out to Uglies Nation. Shout out to Ballyhoo Hooligans and fucking Tropaholics and all y'all fucking people out there that love the good music. So anyway, with that being said, I think we need to listen to some Soja next. Soja's awesome. Bad News by Soja. Bad News. Good fucking song right there. Saying the bad news. So I actually got to see these guys in concert last year. They were opening for fucking Dirty Heads, of all people. And I just fell in love with Soja so fast. So fast. It was crazy. So anyway, I'd actually heard that song Bad News before the concert. And then when I realized that they were going to play it at the show, I was just like, God damned amazed. Like, just fucking amazed. So anyway, I'm almost done with this this playlist. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to submit any of the stuff that I didn't write on a later podcast, I promise. But so if I didn't talk about you while I was for this show and you were on the playlist, at least know that you were going to get loves. Anybody ever heard of the Reese Brothers? The Rise Brothers, is that how you say it? These guys are cool. I watched a live, the Sugar Shack section of them, and they're pretty amazing how they're able to combine their efforts to just create really good music. So the one that I'm gonna play on, the one that made my playlist is Neon Signs by the Rise Brothers. And it's a pretty funky beginning. It's pretty not bad fucking shit, man. Throw your sunglasses on and your leather jacket and jam out to some good fucking music. Love horns. Good stuff, man. Fucking just love that. Holy shit. Okay, so it's no secret that I fucking love horns. I love horns. Horns will make any song better. Anyway, so that wraps up my playlist for the day. We actually saved one more. I put one more on there just to, as a tribute to a really loved woman who passed away a couple days ago, Aretha Franklin. First time I ever heard Aretha Franklin was when I was watching Blues Brothers. And I was like, man, this woman is, do not want to mess with this woman. So Think by Aretha Franklin. I'll be back in a little bit to, oh my goodness. Aretha Franklin, man. Fucking, she'll be missed for sure. That's for goddamn sure. We will definitely see if we can find some people to interview soon. So, just want to make some shout-outs. I'm on Spotify, Jeff Robox at Spotify, Jeff Robox at Twitter, anchor.fm/Jeff Robox. Pretty much everything is Jeff Robox, Facebook, all of that. So definitely, and you know, check out the Wicked Bitchin' Podcast. That's what this is. Wicked Bitchin' Fucking Podcast. Be a supporter. If you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter. Please support my podcast in any way you can. Always like and share. Always favorite, subscribe, do all that good stuff. Got to help me get some good numbers so I can get this show up and you know, on the road. This is a one-man thing right now, and I'd love to be able to concentrate more on writing than having to figure out all this technical bullshit. So anyway, if anybody knows technical bullshit that wants to help me, if anybody knows anybody that has access to a headphones that I can use, that would definitely be a good thing as well. So thank you, everybody. I hope you guys have a good night, good evening, and next day. Wicked Bitchin' Fucking Podcast. I'm just kind of taking a break for a moment while I get my my playlist all finalized and everything. What I'm going to do next is I'm going to introduce some of the albums of the week that I would recommend listening to. I'd also like to thank everybody who's listening to the podcast. I know that it's brand new and there's a lot of improvements that need to be needed, but you know, this is definitely something that I'm enjoying doing, and so I'd just like to thank you all for that. So anyway, this podcast, the playlist that I just put together, is going to be available on Spotify as WB5 for Wicked Bitchin' 5. I'm Jeffro Box on Spotify. Also, I'm on all of the podcasts. If there's another podcast tool you enjoy using better, you can listen to me on that. You can go onto the website and you can follow along if you want, or you know, post social media comments or whatever you want to do. Just know that I just want you to enjoy the podcast. Hope you enjoy the work I put into it, and enjoy the music for sure. So here's the conclusion of the Wicked Bitchin' podcast episode WB5. Oh my god, okay, so I've got to stop this because, like, every time I start listening to these guys, I, like, look at the clock and it's, like, 3 hours later and I'm like, holy shit, I've been listening to fucking Smoking Popes literally for 3 hours. And I've been trying to get this fucking podcast up and running, so I've been working my ass off. And, you know, now I've got to take a moment here and give some fucking love to the Smoking Popes, who, in my opinion, is probably one of the top, maybe five to ten, maybe in the top 10 of artists that touched me the way that these guys fucking do. So, Smoking Popes, start with the album Born to Quit. Midnight Moon is the first song, and just go all the way through all 10 songs. Just drop what you're listening to and just listen to some Born to Quit. After Born to Quit, there'll be another song that you're going to want to hear, sooner the better. It's called Valentine, also by Smoking Popes. And Jesus, his fucking voice, holy fucking shit, his voice is so enchanting. It just, you know, just knock you in the fucking face. Knock you in the infested weasel vessel. So after you listen to Born to Quit, listen to Valentine, then the party's over. If by Valentine you haven't fallen in love with them, then they're probably not the best for you. So that's my advice this week on Smoking Popes. I would definitely just go through the regimen that I gave you, and then you can thank me later. I literally just fucking cried. Like, tears cried. And it's not very often that songs make me cry like that anymore. Sometimes they do. And so anyway, listen to the Smoking Popes, and their new single is badass too, so fucking love those guys. So, talk about Neil Diamond here. So this is the newest album that I've, like, listened to over and over again. It's a long album. It's 2 hours and 22 minutes, 39 songs. It's called Hot August Night 3 by Neil Diamond. And this was recorded live at the Greek Theater in 2012. These guys are, this album, I should say, when I say these guys, I'm talking about Neil and the band, because the band just knocks it dead on. Just this album, this concert is a just out of the park concert, unfucking believable. So definitely spend, you know, some time listening to the podcast and listening to the songs that I recommend. But, you know, I would say that a lot of your shit should be listening to Neil Diamond. This one fucking album, it's just incredible. So anyway, is just so beautiful. Anyway, yes, yes, that's Neil Diamond. Hot August Night 3. Gotta listen to it. Gotta fucking listen to it. Okay, I think that's about it for albums for the week. Yes. Oh, wait, one more album. Bet on Red. Bet on Red. Bet on Red. Fucking Long Schlong Brunson will be our guest one of these next couple weeks here. So really stoked about that. One other thing that I'm stoked about is having you guys as supporters of the podcast. When I say supporters, I'm talking about people who listen to the podcast when they drop, people who like, subscribe, share, you know, just any kind of supporting that you guys could do for me would be really appreciated. If you're not digging it, I take no offense to it, no worries there. You can also support me by supporting this podcast, anchor.fm/JeffroBox. That's JeffroBox. My goal is to buy a $64 microphone. So if I could get that, then that would be a really good good thing for me with my podcast listening or podcast recording. Got a lot of creativity that's coming out, and to be able to support myself doing this would be an honor. But right now I just need a little bit of dough for the microphone. So if you want to help out, much love, appreciated. And much love to everybody that listens. You know, when I see the stats of people that are coming into the podcast and listening to it and how many times they listen to it, and that makes me smile. Makes me just happy that I'm doing something that I enjoy doing, and I can do it for everybody. So definitely do that. Listen to Bet on Red. Long Schlong Brunson will be in the studio with getting that recorded. So, well, that about wraps it up for Wicked Bitchin' 5. It's been great sharing with the music with you, and I'm wishing that we had an interview that we could have done this week, but hopefully by next week we'll be able to have an interview put together and maybe some new music. So on that note, let's just all fucking take one more moment and enjoy some fucking Aretha Franklin. All right, folks, that's it for this week. Thank you to everybody that's out there, everybody that shares the podcast, everybody that supports the podcast. Much love, and I'll talk to you guys next time.
How's it going?
Holy shit. What's up, bro?
Holy shit, what?
Can't believe I'm talking to you on the phone. It's been a long time.
It's been a long fucking time.
Yo, a long fucking time. Are you still in fucking Utah or what?
Yeah, I'm in Utah.
Dude, did you turn into a Mormon again?
No.
No?
No.
Besides, you might burst into flames if you walk in there or what?
No. I actually vaped one time in a church. I blew vape in a church.
You what?
I blew vape, like, you know how you can smoke vape?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah, so like...
In the church?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That's funny. Like, oh, well, I'm just going to do this here. Sorry.
Did you know I went on a Mormon mission?
You went on a mission?
Yeah, I went on a fucking... I was one of those guys wearing the goddamn shirts and ties and shit.
Oh, no shit. Is that, like, since I've seen you last or before I met you?
No, it was when I was, like, 20 years old.
Oh, I was gonna say, bro, what the fuck happened, dude? It ain't been that long.
No. This was back when I believed, you know, and I have to wear a shirt and tie every day and shit. Yeah.
Damn.
So there is this one time I was on my mission, and my companion, Elder Hansen, I think his name was. Oh, I'm not. Fuck. Oh, it's okay. I'm not recording yet. So.
Oh, you're not recording yet?
No, no, fuck no.
Okay, good, because I'm not against religions. I don't want that shit to be the message.
Well, yeah, let me teach you a limerick real quick.
Okay.
Okay, because I'm going to ask you, I'm going to be like, it's like, hey, do you know any good jokes or dirty limericks? And you're going to say, yeah, I know this. So this is how it goes. It goes, there once was a nympho named Jill. Tried a diamond.
Oh, my God.
She tried a... Okay. There once was a nympho named Jill. She tried a dynamite stick for a thrill. They found her vagina in South Carolina and bits of her tits in Brazil. You like that one?
Oh, my God.
Okay, or the other one that you could do is the man from Nantucket.
I can't remember that shit, bro. You got me fucked up. Listen, you know what you need to do is just press, you just need to press record and let that shit flow, because I promise you, we don't need a script, bro. We did this shit in front of 20 people at a time in a classroom and people would be dying.
Okay, so let's do a skit here. What are we doing? What's the plan? I've been recording this whole time.
Yes, that's what I wanted to hear. That's what I'm talking about. That's the shit I want the world to hear. Our dumbass is trying to come up with something when really we should have just talked. Like, I guarantee people are laughing. That shit is funny.
That is pretty fucking funny.
Well,
how's it been?
Good, man, in Florida. It's a little cold here today. It's like in the 50s, 60s, you know? That's cold for us.
Florida?
That shit's funny. But I damn sure I'm happy I'm not in the snow. I'll take the 60s and the 50s and the 40s over the snow.
Cold rain here.
Bro, I can't believe you're in fucking Utah, man. Oh, man, that's crazy. I've only ever drove through Utah. And I didn't see any. Yeah, I remember that. I'll never forget that day. When you told me that shit, I was like, what? Oh, man.
Do you remember what I said? What joke did I tell you when you drove us to Wyoming on the way to Fort Collins?
Oh my God, I don't know, dude, but we were dying. Fuck. And then we went too far and ended up like near Wyoming. Like, oh shit. Sorry to relate to the work meeting, but we went to a different state really quick. We're back.
Yeah, and I realized right before we got to the off ramp, I was like, oh shit, I think that was where we should have turned around, because we'd already
right.
missed one of them. We ended up missing two of them. I'm all giving you shit. I'm like, fucking.
Like, damn, I'm never driving again, bro. I didn't drive after that either. I'm like, fuck that.
Was it the airplane joke that I told you?
Maybe. What's the airplane joke? Remind me.
Where the Boy Scouts are in the plane.
No, please tell me.
The Catholic priest says, no, so the
you can't even get this shit out. I know I'm about to die.
Okay.
Fuck.
So the pilot says, guys, we're going down. I've lived a good life. I think it needs to go, the parachutes should go to the three Boy Scouts. And, the lawyer says, fuck the Boy Scouts. And the priest says, do we have time?
I'm listening. That's my roommate.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. My bad. So,
okay. I told
there's
you
a pilot.
Funny.
He said it's going down. Listen. Sometimes I have to hear things twice. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, world.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody knows that the captain lies. Everybody knows. Oh, hey, by the way, I want
what?
You to know that my toilet was named after you.
Your toilet?
Yeah, I had a toilet.
No way, dude. You named your toilet Brandy?
No, church.
Oh.
Take me to church. It's a black dog in the center of the room. I don't
Oh, my God.
You ever hear that song?
No, man. I don't even want to hear the original now. I don't think they can outdo you.
No, no. They sound like, in that song, they sound like Supertramp. Have you ever heard of Supertramp? Okay, you have an assignment. I'll actually send you a bunch of assignments, but you got to listen to some music because you're just a fucking millennial that doesn't know. I mean, you do know good music.
I'm a fucking millennial? Wow.
You are. Yeah, you're the one that goes to a party and puts their nose in their phone.
Listen, if you want to talk about hip-hop, bro, I got you all day. I'm just saying. Don't come at me like you're a millennial. I listen to old shit.
Okay, well, hip-hop's good. Like, I like hip-hop.
Hell yeah. It was good. I mean, it still is, but it's not as good as it was. Not even close. Now it's like rap music and fucking trap music and...
Yeah, what
I don't
was
know,
first...
but...
What was the first song that you listened to, like a hip-hop song that you can remember that you just fell in love with?
Man, there's a lot. I listened to a lot of hip-hop and R&B, but, like, hip-hop was Tupac for sure, so Hit 'Em Up, fucking all kinds of Tupac. I had pictures of Tupac on my wall. I graffitied my basement wall in my bedroom of Tupac's name. Like, I was in love with Tupac. I had a journal of Tupac. Like, man.
Yep. I'm still a Biggie guy. I don't know.
Oh, damn, bro. Listen. I know we've been friends this long, but I don't know now.
I was on my mission when I learned about the fucking hip-hop. Like, I liked N.W.A. always, you know. And
oh, hell yeah.
And,
oh, hell yeah. I just said the other day, I wish Dre and Ice Cube would just make an album or a mixtape together just once. Like, I get why they don't need to anymore. They're getting paid. They don't have to do that shit. But just do it for the fans, man. That shit would be so awesome. Oh, my God. Some Dr. Dre beef and Ice Cube just flowing like you used to back in the day over it. Millions sold, easily.
Wow.
So many people would buy that shit.
Yeah, I liked Eazy-E. Thought he was a good dude.
Yeah. Fortunately, his lifestyle took him out earlier than needed.
It was just a bad time to be like that. And, yeah. But, oh, fuck.
Fuck the police.
Right.
Fuck the police.
What?
My favorite song was Dope Man by them. Dope Man, Dope Man.
Dope Man, yeah.
Longest song ever. Dude, hip-hop songs back then, too, were so long. Like, that song's like 6 minutes easily.
Did you ever like Beastie Boys?
Hell yeah. Brass Monkey. That Monkey Monkey. Right. Hell yeah. Yeah. Yep. Hell yeah.
One day when I was chilling at Kentucky Fried Chicken, minding my business, eating food and finger licking, this dude walks in, looking strange and kind of funny. He walked up to the counter with his menu and his money. He didn't walk strange, kind of side to side. He said, yo, is this Kentucky Fried? The lady smiled back. He gave his quarter and his order, small fry, Big Mac. We'd be illing. Bump, bump, we'd be illing. Bump, bump, we'd be illing. Bump, 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 bump. You ever heard that song?
Yeah, you nailed it. Killed it. Murdered it.
Fucking A.
Murders. I've been wanting to do this kind of shit. Like, hell yeah, I'm definitely interested.
Yeah, and I've got a lot of shit. I've done a lot of research, and I've been writing for months. I've been recording my whole life, and I have some like recordings and shit. And I've got the jingle already. You want me to take a stab at the jingle?
Oh, dude, I want to hear the jingle, bro.
Okay, I will sing the jingle here. Hopefully the dogs don't start barking.
Hey, that'll be even better.
This is going to be in one take here.
Okay.
I'm singing in the rain. I'm singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling. I'm happy again. I don't know the words to this fucking song. It's Wicked Bitchin' Fucking Podcast.
Hell yeah.
You like that?
Yep.
Do you have to wear contacts?
What?
Do you wear contacts or glasses?
No, bro. I got, like, good vision.
Holy shit. I'm, like, fucking blind. I just got new glasses.
Dude, I know.
Time.
Remember when I tied your glasses on at work? I was like, dude, how do you even move?
Yeah. It's really bad because the last time I got my eyes checked was 5 years ago.
Oh, shit.
And so I've had the same glasses for 5 fucking years. And they're all, like, yeah, scratched and shit, and they're gross.
Yeah, dog, you know they have these things called eye doctors, right? I mean, I need to get dreads.
You should.
But, I know, dreads. Right? I thought about it. You're going to get dreads?
Fuck yeah, I'm getting dreads.
Yeah.
I went in and I asked the haircut lady, I'm like, okay, so I got a problem. I said, I want to have a mullet, but I want to look stylish. And she's like, well, just don't get a mullet. And I'm like, well, you know, I've wanted a mullet my whole life. And, the power just went back on. Oh, I didn't even realize it was off.
Oh, shit.
So I was thinking either get a perm.
Or, hell
or
yeah.
Do the dread idea.
Dude, I think you should get the perm.
No. By my hair.
Hell yeah. Yep, exactly. And dye it different colors. Fuck it.
Did I ever tell you about Dr. Chitter?
Dr. what?
Dr. Chitter.
No.
You say it Chitter. But I call him Cheddar, like cheddar cheese.
You're right.
And I'd always go in, it pissed my wife off a lot, and I would go in and I'd be like, I'd like to see Dr. Cheddar, please. So we were fucking sitting there, or I was sitting there in the waiting room waiting to be called in, and I had seen the doctor like 4 times since, you know, before that, so I was always calling him Dr. Cheddar. Anyway, I went in there and I was having a problem down by my groin, and I thought maybe I had pulled a hernia or something. So I've been dreading this appointment because I know that his fucking cold fingers are going to be on my balls.
Oh, hell no.
And so, anyway. So I'm sitting there, and he goes, okay, and I tell him, and he's talking to me and stuff. He's like, well, unfortunately, I'm going to have to go down there and take a look at it. I said, it's okay, doc. I don't mind.
Oh, my God.
And so he puts his hand on my balls, and I'm thinking, man, his hands aren't as cold as I would have expected them to be. They're kind of a little bit warm.
And, oh my gosh.
And then he's like, I said, thanks for being gentle.
Oh my God.
So then the next time I went in to the doctor, instead of asking for Dr. Chitty, I said, I have an appointment with Kevin. and the lady's like, you mean Dr. Cheddar? I'm like, well, after last appointment, I feel like I should be able to call him Kevin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're a trip.
What'd you say?
I said, you're a trip.
A little bit.
Oh, my God. Remember when you did the worm in the fucking class that we had, we're teaching or whatever, the training session we were in, and you did the worm?
How much caffeine did I have that day?
Dude, probably like 14 gallons, if I had to guess.
That was when we had the soda machine in the fucking break room, right?
Yeah, that damn soda machine, yep.
And so I would get up in the morning to go to work when we were training. I'd get up in the morning and I'd drive to 7-Eleven. I'd buy probably 2 to 4 packs of cigarettes and a big fucking beverage of my choice. and I would fucking smoke 4 cigarettes on the way to work.
Jesus. Mind you, the 7-Eleven is only like half a mile down the road, but.
Well, my 7-Eleven was not even a flight. I mean, it was like literally like a 1-minute drive, like on the way out. And I just stopped at 7-Eleven. I just get on. Yeah, I mean, it took about 25 minutes to get to work.
Oh, okay. I got you.
I'd smoke 4 cigarettes in 25 minutes, and then I'd get to work at 5:30. And by the time 6 o'clock hit and it was time to work, I'd have my whole beverage drank and I would have refilled it again. 7 o'clock was easy when I took my first break.
And pre-work like the freaking AM shift.
I loved it. I seriously did. I fucking loved it, especially getting that early break. Because I'd be like, okay, well, you guys are just starting training, so I'm being easy on you with breaks.
Right.
Lay down the line. Lay down the law.
Right. Yeah. Yep, all training days. That shit was funny.
Yeah, it was fun. We were fucking, like, they didn't pay us nearly as much as we were worth for fucking the entertainment that we would provide to them.
Oh, yeah, and we did good training. Like, are you kidding me? We were entertaining and we trained good. Like, you should have paid us way more money, yeah, for sure. But, you know... It was a good, I got a lot out of that job, aside from money, so, you know, I mean, I can't say shit.
Yeah, and Otter Cares was awesome, too. I loved that. That was so cool.
Hell yeah. Giving back to the community, that's what it's about.
Fucking A.
Cool. Wicked Bitchin', right? That's what this shit's called?
Wicked Bitchin' fucking podcast. Yeah, so.
The Red Rocks is hands down one of the best venues ever, I feel like.
Yeah, I love seeing them. Like, that venue they played at last time in Salt Lake was fucking awesome.
I saw Foster the People at Red Rocks, and that was insane.
And I just got these new fucking glasses. Holy shit. So anyway, I was telling you, I asked you if you have bifocals. So I just had to get bifocals because I'm like fucking blind. And
right.
I've been worried about it because I hear some people have a really hard time with them. And I went in there and the doctor showed me how to read, how to use them. And then since then, it's been like, it's been awesome. I can actually fucking see.
That's awesome.
So you want to hear my missionary song that I made up?
Hell yeah.
My missionary jingle? So it goes like this.
Yes.
This is a Mormon song. So this is what we sing. This is what they taught us when we were kids.
Yeah.
No, that's the wrong song. It goes like this. I hope they call me on a mission when I have grown a foot or two. Wait, I gotta start over. I hope they call me on a mission when I have grown a millimeter or two. I hope by then I will be ready to shit
and scratch and sniff like missionaries do.
Oh my God.
So when I was on my mission, I had a companion. That's what they call them, companions. Have you ever known any missionaries?
No. I've never taught. Well, no, I don't think I know any. I guess I do know one. You've been on one. But I've never done it, no.
Okay. So to just explain a little bit about the missionary. So when missionaries become a certain age, men and women can go and they can do what's called a 2-year mission. And it's like service to your church, and they don't get paid for it or anything like that. And they actually pay to go to be on the mission and stuff.
Right.
So, I mean, in 2 years, that's a lot. Like those years, I don't know. Those years were just a couple, maybe last year for you, right? You were 18 last year.
I was 18 last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can go with that. I'm down.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah. I'm only 19. That works.
I'm 19. You ever heard that song by Alice Cooper?
No, man. So I'm only 19.
He goes, I'm 18. Too soon?
Oh, man. All right. So, where did you go on your mission?
Oh, okay. Yeah, missions. Okay. So you go... So what they'll do is they'll, you go to like a city. So I went to Montana, I went to Billings, Montana, and I was part of the Montana Billings mission. And in that mission, I think there were probably like 120 missionaries.
Yeah.
And so they would pair them up and send them to these areas, so like these cities. And I was always in the smaller town cities. And so you get an apartment and it's all, you know, it's rented by the mission home and all that. So you get an apartment and they'll give you your companion and, you guys have to, like, live with each other for, like, literally live with each other for the next however long. So my first companion, Elder Hansen, he was the laziest son of a bitch. He was a lazy motherfucker. And, like, I was brand new, you know, and I wanted to get this to work, you know. I was, you know, at least trying, even though I was, like, almost went home. Me and him got in a fight one time because I would say fuck sometimes and he hated it. Like, he gets so mad, I'd say fuck, and then he wouldn't talk to me for, like, 3 days. And
oh,
so
my God.
One day we were in the car and we were arguing, and he said something to me, and I said, fuck you, dude. Yeah, so he drove us fucking home. And he went into the bathroom and he fucking slammed the door into the bathroom. And this is a kid that's never had anything bad in his life. He certainly has never uttered the fuck word, or at least think about uttering the fuck word. So he gets out of the bathroom and he goes storming into the bedroom. And I went in there because we had to share a room.
Right.
And I went in there, and he says, I said something smart-ass to him, and he goes, fuck you!
Just freaked out, right?
He started beating the shit out of his bed and shit. And so I, like, I went out to the other room while he's having this fucking fit, and then he just starts bawling. Like, and it was kind of funny at first, and then after that, I was, like, worried. I was, like, worried that, you know, maybe I had pissed him off, you know? And then I'm like, dude, are you okay? I was finally like, dude, are you okay, man? Like, I'm sorry I said that to you, but, you know, you're not acting good, you know? And he's like, it's probably been about a day. And I said, do you need me to call the mission president? I think he goes in over a day. He's such an asshole. He'd wake up in the morning when the district leaders would call us because they wanted a report, and
everything in the morning. And so he'd only been out on his mission just over a year, and he was already ready to go home, you know, like he was talking about what he's going to do when he goes home and stuff. And so anyway, he put on a really big front when he was around people, but he didn't. So anyway, he fucking would answer the phone every morning. He would answer his phone, and then he had probably the most politically correct way to say it are Jesus jammies. You ever heard of Jesus jammies?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it's a Mormon thing. Anyway, he would stand in his Jesus jammies and he'd fucking put his hand on his fucking balls while he's talking on the phone, and he would just fucking knead him and scratch him and like dig up into his fucking leg.
Did
and shit. What?
I said, Jesus.
He's like, remember that guy that we worked with that did that? And I like,
yeah. Gross.
So Hansen's fucking digging and going to town on his nuts like a fucking chisel. And he'd be like, he'd end the call. He'd be like, okay, see you later. And he'd fucking hang it up and he'd pull his fucking hand out of his pants. And he'd look at it for a second, and he'd fucking put it up to his nose and go. And then he'd
turn to me.
He'd turn to me and extend out his hand, and he'd say, "Want to smell?"
No way! That's what he would do?
Yeah, that's what he would fucking do.
Dude! What the fuck? Every day?
Every morning he would do it.
Oh, my God. That is crazy. What would you say? Yeah?
I'd be like, no, buddy. I want it straight from the spout.
Hell yeah. I bet you did.
I take it from the fountain.
Oh, my God.
The fountains of Wayne.
Right. That's funny.
I'm sorry.
You're good, bro. Can't have that now, can we, sir?
Oh, no. I'm talking about the air fresheners. Or, no, the bagels.
No. Not the what?
Not the bagels.
Not the bagels. The bagels.
You said, so your third would be, oh no, you said, okay, I'm going to start over. You said Coolio, right?
No, fuck you. I said Tupac.
Yes.
We talked about NWA.
NWA.
Mm.
Oh yeah, we talked about the Beastie Boys.
Oh yeah.
A little bit about Tupac. I told you about fucking Take Me to Church. Every time I hear that song, I think Bring Me to Church.
Oh my God. Yo, every time they make a song about church and it hits the radio, my entire life I've had it sung to me.
Oh, you know what? I know that. Fucking last names. People ask me why they call me Bullwinkle. It's because I say I'm hung like a moose.
I know. Yeah.
She's from
bro? It's like 10:30 here.
Fuck yeah. So you want to try the limerick real quick?
No. You're going to have to send me that text.
All right, Brandy. Love you. See you later.
Love you too, man. Call out.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.